It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Welcome to another episode of the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9 on this rainy January 17th morning. My name is Owen Pulley alongside Maxwell Gill and Lucas McKee. Luke is struggling with his headphones, having a war with his headphones, and it looks like he's losing.
It was someone had it on, put one of the pieces on backwards, so I was flipping it. Oh my goodness, it was bothering me. All right, I fixed it. I got it.
You got it?
All right. Yep.
We're all good now. But welcome to another episode of the Sports Spotlight. We got our people here today, and we got the NFL playoffs. Super Wild Card Weekend is over, and then we're on to the divisional rounds coming up next weekend. The Chargers were, I mean, let's just get right into it. The Chargers, yeah. They were up big on the Jaguars, up at 27-0. And they go on to lose the game 31-30 on a game-winning field goal. And Jacksonville moves on, and they will play the Chiefs. That was an interesting game. It was on when I was at my friend's house. We were just kind of watching it back and forth, and it was like, oh, you know, they scored. But Trevor Lawrence with 4 interceptions, just an unfortunate game for him as a quarterback with 4 interceptions. Ended up getting it done on the offensive side to get points on the board, but nonetheless, and there was an interception literally the second play of the game.
It's unacceptable if you're a Chargers fan to have your organization lose to a team that threw 4 interceptions. You were up big and to lose, that's just really unacceptable. I'd have a lot of questions about the play calling if I was Chargers fans.
Yeah, it was that last kick away, and Justin Herbert finally got his playoff chance, and Trevor Lawrence still never loses on Saturdays, but... I mean, what a way to celebrate, too, going to a Waffle House after the win. That's awesome. I like that textbook.
Yeah, that was really cool to see him celebrating just like any other, normal person and everything like that. Another AFC game that we had, the Bills just barely edge out the Dolphins.
That was a good game, though.
That was.
Yeah, there was a little bit of controversy on the Dolphins' side with the play calling. I ended up having the crucial delay of game when it was 4th and 1.
I think Mike McDaniel said something about he thought it was first down.
Yeah, they did. Mike McDaniel came out, head coach of the Dolphins, came out and said that they thought it was 1st and 10. Ended up losing that game 34-31. But, I mean, the Bills beat a third string quarterback in Skylar Thompson by 3. Now, I know it's not just the quarterback that plays, but at the same time, too, it is. I mean, you.
Miami's got their defense too.
Yeah, but you beat a Dolphins team 34-31, when you're the Bills expected to be this team that is going to beat everybody.
You can't keep having all these turnovers and expect to make the Super Bowl if you're a Buffalo Bills fan. I mean, like you said, third string Miami Dolphins. Yes, they have some good players, but at the end of the day, that offense, it is important to have Tua there. Not a third string, and you could see that throughout the game. And then, obviously, play calling at the end was atrocious.
Heck, even Teddy Two Gloves out there would be a little bit more acceptable than Skylar Thompson. Shout out Skylar Thompson, though, getting it done there. And the third and final AFC wild card game, the Bengals defeat the Ravens 24-17. I mean, it was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. Tyler Huntley out there instead of Lamar Jackson. But
interesting game it was.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting game. But I liked what Shannon Sharp and even Robert Griffin III said themselves. Shannon Sharp kind of went off of RG3, but RG3 was talking about how the smartest thing Lamar Jackson did was sit out that game because, I mean, RG3 had firsthand experience. He did it when he was with Washington. Had the ACL injury and then just threw a knee brace on it because he was with his team. And I mean, he literally said you can't just throw a brace on it, and that's exactly what he did. And We all ended up, we all know how that ended up. I mean, he had that ACL tear that just, he wasn't the same after that, and then tore it again, and then he's not playing football anymore, and he should be.
I mean, is there any reason for Lamar Jackson to be at Baltimore anymore, truly?
I mean,
they pay him.
I mean, why does he want to, he doesn't want to just slap a brace on it for a team that doesn't care about him.
Exactly.
He's been posting too. I mean, he posted on his Instagram. I mean, I don't know if it's directly towards the team or not, but he posted on Instagram story like a quote of something. It was like, when you have something that's good, you take care of it, you pour your all into it, and that thing gives you its all back. Something like that on his Instagram story. So he could either be looking to leave in this offseason, or they're going to pay him, because that's the only thing I see happening. It's going to be one of those two, but I feel like I don't even know if there's any team that would be able to pay for him, unless like the Raiders wanted to somehow go all out because Derek Carr's not going to be on the team anymore, clearly. But who knows where Lamar Jackson's going to end up, or if the Baltimore just ends up paying him.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, Baltimore will probably pay him. It's going to end up being like with Rodgers last year, how everyone was like, oh, he's going to Denver, oh, he's going here or there, and he ends up just staying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be one of those things again.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But moving on to the NFC side of things, the 49ers and the Seahawks. I mean, the 49ers just ran away with the game completely. I mean, in the second quarter, Seattle did outscore them 17-6, but after that, it was all San Francisco. Seattle was up one at halftime, and then come out with a touchdown in the third quarter, and it was just, and then it was like a fumble, and then a touchdown. So San Francisco really capitalizing on Seattle's mishaps.
I mean, I don't think anyone is surprised to see San Francisco win this one. Seattle was talented this year. Geno Smith did look decent. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why San Francisco's the 2 seed, and there's a reason why lots of people are high on the 49ers this year.
The 49ers defense is insane, and Brock Purdy's looking good, too.
Yeah, Brock Purdy to the moon. Right here, you're listening to Sports Spotlight on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. But one of the most projected underdogs, that's the word, one of the most projected underdogs of the playoffs, and it came through to show off the Minnesota Vikings are frauds, they are fake, they are not a real team, they are not a real playoff team. The New York Giants defeat the Minnesota Vikings 31-24. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, 24 of 35, 301 yards and 2 touchdowns. So the New York Giants getting it done in Minnesota.
I'm just glad we got to see Minnesota truly show that they've been somewhat of a joke this year. I mean, they've never looked good. The only thing that truly looked good was their record, not their play. So I'm not surprised that the Giants were going to win. This was one of those matchups where I genuinely had no idea who was going to win, because the Vikings haven't looked good some weeks, and the Giants hadn't been looking good recently either. The Giants end up getting the upset, but don't expect them to make it farther anytime soon.
Oh, I definitely don't.
I called the Giants to win, so.
I mean, they got to play the Eagles, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Giants will win that one. I figured they were going to win against the Vikings, because, like I said, and like we were talking about last week, the Vikings really haven't looked all too real, all too great. They haven't looked like a real playoff team, so I figured the Giants were going to go in there and handle business.
Yeah. I thought the Minnesota was going to pull through and win that game, but honestly, looking back at it, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, that was just kind of dumb to take Minnesota. I thought that
they need a couple more defensive pieces in Minnesota before they win a playoff game.
Yeah, I think that it'll take a little bit, but you know, I think that they're going to be in a defensive rebuilding. Their offense is pretty good. I mean, they got Adam Thielen, they got Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, and Kirk Cousins too.
Dalvin Cook. Yeah. They got some players.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that defensive-wise, they're going to have to do a little bit of fixing up there. But the final NFC game and the final wild card game that we had last night at 8:15, did we potentially see, I think we did, see Tom Brady play his last game in a Buccaneers jersey.
There's no point for him to come back. They aren't going to get better this offseason. He has nothing left there. They barely made the playoffs. Truly, they shouldn't have. It's just that the NFC South was so crappy this year. He has no point to stay with Tampa Bay.
Tom Brady goes to Baltimore and Lamar goes to Bucks. That's what's going to happen.
Nah, Tom Brady didn't need that. Right now.
No, Tom Brady's going to probably retire in New England.
Knowing the Colts are going to be like, oh, Tom Brady's old. He has a good name. He's been not great recently, but he used to be really good in the past.
I mean, he's still Tom Brady.
Jim Irsay's like fiending right now.
No, I don't think Colts fans would ever want Tom Brady.
I think Irsay's probably just still bitter of all the times that Brady beat him.
2014, we can never let that day hey, down.
Are you talking about when the Colts were 2014 AFC finalists?
Whenever the defense picked off the ball and the ball was flat? Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about that.
Deflategate. That's what they put up the banner, the 2014 AFC finalist. That still stands proud in Lucas Oil Stadium.
And yep, I got a perfect up-looking view of it from my seats. I just, it's literally it's like just right like, there.
And then like the whole memes of everything, just hang a banner when anything happens for the Colts.
Colts hosted the 2023 AFC Championship, but they almost didn't. It would have been so much easier because it's literally right in the middle. Atlanta, they got to go in the middle than down.
Colts beat Chiefs at home. Hang a banner.
That's the only thing week they
three,
had this
week
year.
Week 3 was our accomplishment. No.
Jeff Saturday won a single game.
Hang a banner.
There we go.
No, it didn't happen in Lucas Oil, though.
Jeff Saturday, first head coach to tweet a team sucks and then beat him.
Beat what was it?
This team's horrible.
Only lose to the Eagles by one. Hang a banner.
Lost to the Commanders by one.
Hang a banner.
Hang a banner. Hang a banner. Had three sucky quarterbacks in the past 3 years I don't want to say sucky.
147 different quarterbacks in the past two seasons.
Yeah, and they're combined
ages. Hey, we're not the Browns.
And they're hold on, 147 combined quarterbacks, and their combined age is all 147. Hang a banner.
Throwing on their combined ages triple that.
Probably. One quarterback was 147. That was
one. Yeah, we had a vampire playing for the Colts at one point. I'm pretty sure they signed him. It was like 1,000 years old.
I don't know. And then Carson Wentz was young, but then he was just bad.
We're getting off topic.
I don't care. But that's going to do it for our wild card weekend. Getting into the matchups, there's four here. Starting off on
getting
Saturday.
Close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, getting very, very close. Saturday at 4:30 on January 21st, the Jaguars and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. And I think that the Chiefs are going to win this game pretty single-handedly. Well, elimination, Colts beat the Chiefs. Colts beat the Jaguars. Jaguars beat the Colts. Therefore, the Jaguars beat the Chiefs.
But the Colts beat the Jags.
I know, but the Jaguars beat the Colts.
The Colts also beat the Jags.
Jags beat the Colts. Colts beat the Chiefs.
So what you're saying
Jaguars are winning.
Is that the Colts also should be in Saturday. The Super Bowl this year.
It's also on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is still not lost on a Saturday, but Patrick Mahomes is trying to beat Tom Brady, or not Tom Brady, I guess Tom Brady, but Patriots record of 6 AFC championships in a row. He has 4 right now. He's going to make it 5. He's going to make it 5. Patrick Mahomes
making it to the AFC championship?
Winning.
The AFC championship?
Winning.
Winning the AFC championship?
Going to it and then winning, yes.
Oh, well, he hasn't done that in 4 years. Not 4 years in a row. He's been to the AFC championship 4 years in a row, but he hasn't won it 4 years in a row. Because that was...
That's what I'm saying. He's been 4 years in a row, but he has to win.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the AFC, winning the AFC championship, like going to the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about going to the AFC championship and then winning after, but not for... That doesn't count as... Like, winning isn't the record.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, going to the Super Bowl. I was like, well, because the Bengals went last year. But I see what you mean. They have been 3 years in a row.
Patrick Mahomes has been to the AFC Championship 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row, because that's right, because the 2018 season when the Patriots.
But I'm saying I think he's going to win the championship.
You think they're
going to
win?
But he's going to win. He's going to win against the Jags as well.
Yeah, and then they'll lose to the Bills
and keep that record alive,
and then lose to the Bills in Atlanta,
and then win to the Bills and go to the playoffs against the Eagles.
I think you pronounce win right or incorrectly. I think you mean lose to Josh Allen and the Bills. But anyway,
the way the Bills played,
Josh Allen with that elbow and their secondary defense.
Yeah.
Let's see how Patrick Mahomes comes out.
Yeah, I'm for sure going with the Chiefs in this one. Boy, was I wrong about the Chiefs. I remember we were talking early on. We were like, how good are they going to be? You know,
Denver's going to win the division. Tyreek
Hill. Yeah.
And the Colts were going to make the Super Bowl, obviously.
Yeah. We thought that the AFC West was going to be some dominant game of, the Chiefs and the Chargers are going to be like fighting it out.
Heck, even the Raiders were looking good last year, and Denver was going to be...
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, you take away the best receiver on that team and you put up numbers that Patrick Mahomes is putting up better than last year. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league currently.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Are you trying to say it's Josh Allen?
No, I think it's obviously Nick Foles.
Hold on, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you guys an interesting fact real quick. I don't have the exact numbers pulled up because I just saw it 2 days ago, but there was Patrick Mahomes stats that came out, and Tom Brady's been in the league for 22 years.
Something dumb.
21, something like that.
Too long.
1999 draft started in 2000.
Patrick Mahomes has been in the league for 6 years. His rookie year, he was benched behind Alex Smith. He didn't play that year. He's played for the last 5 years. He has he's put up half the numbers Tom Brady has in 5 years of his career. So 5 more years he keeps playing with the numbers he's putting up, he's going to beat all of Tom Brady's records in half the time it took Tom Brady to do it.
It's a different NFL league for sure, too.
It's a lot. Well, that's because I feel like this NFL generation is a lot more talented, but the last, the older generation was a lot more tough and, physical. You had to be a lot stronger for that.
Obviously, they aren't allowed to hit quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah, that's because in NFL refs are pretty much they're pretty much calling games, because there was, I don't know if you've seen the Joey Bosa whole thing where the ref ran over to him and started talking to Joey Bosa and then threw the flag. So he clearly wanted to throw that flag there. Yeah. So, but besides the point, Patrick Mahomes is going to be insane unless he has a huge downfall for some reason.
Yeah, but here's a cool stat about the Jacksonville Jaguars with the worst of first. I mean, they went 3-14 last year, fourth in the AFC South. Now they are 9-8, first in the AFC South, and then they got the win over the Chargers. But a team has now won its division after finishing last in the previous season in 19 of 21 seasons. That in 21 seasons past, it's happened 19 times.
All righty.
So just an interesting stat there. But the other Saturday game, the Giants and the Eagles, I think we all can guess who's going to win this game. I'm going to take the Eagles, obviously. They're the heavy favorite in this one. Looking really good. Super Bowl contenders and possibly even Super Bowl champions.
Jalen Hurts is coming off of 2 weeks of resting and a bye, so I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. Like I said, I haven't trusted the Giants at all this season, even though that they have had 9 wins.
It honestly,
never trust the Giants.
Could be a blowout. I could see it being a blowout if the Eagles offense and Jalen Hurts really gets something to go with the Batmans. Yeah.
Yeah, the other AFC game, moving over to Sunday, the Bills and the Bengals, the AFC divisional round matchup that we had last year. That wasn't last year. That was the Chiefs and the Bengals, But anyway, what should have been, in my opinion, the AFC championship game, this came down to a coin flip last year, by the way, changing the coin flip rules this year. They are making it so in playoffs that if you get another chance to score, so it's not just first touchdown wins there, but the Bills and the Bengals taking on each other in Buffalo. The last time these two teams played, there was an unfortunate circumstance with DeMar Hamlin, had that very scary fall, but now he's out of the hospital doing fine, so that's good for him. But the last time these two teams played, they did not finish the game. They only played about 7 minutes into the first quarter. But the Bills and the Bengals are playing in Buffalo. I got the Bills in this one.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals beat the Bills, but I'm going to still pick the Bills here. They've looked really good, other than the last Miami game we saw, but that may have just been a fluke. We'll have to find out. But I got Bills winning, but it's going to be a close one, I think. It's going to, this is probably the best game of the weekend by far.
This is a toss up because the Bills, or not the Bills, the Bengals offense is the Bengals and Bills actually offense is both really scary. It's just, I think it's going to come out down to defense this game. Bengals. I'm just going to go Bengals just because you guys are going Bills. I honestly think it could go either way, but I'm just going to go Bengals in hopes that Patrick Mahomes can beat Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship.
That would be a pretty cool game there. You're really adamant on these Chiefs going to the Super Bowl this year, aren't you?
Because I've been, yes.
All right.
I've been, Patrick Mahomes is great, man. He's insane. Watching him, throwing horizontal on your side in midair is not right.
I like Patrick Mahomes, but I think that he's a good quarterback. I don't think overhype's the word, but I think that overused on like stats, like there's stuff like where he'll make a play. Like, did you see the behind the back play that Daniel Jones had yesterday? The fake run where he threw with the right hand and handed it off like his left shoulder with his left hand. I think that the internet would go absolutely crazy. Like, people were just like, "Oh, it's a good play by
that was that's just the old Daniel. Statue of Liberty play." It's not that.
I know, but I think that the world would have gone crazy if Patrick Mahomes did it.
I don't think maybe, but I don't think it should have because it's just the old Statue of Liberty.
Oh no, I know. It's just one of those plays that it was a nice play, but
he did it really smoothly though.
Yeah,
the world went crazy when he caught that one-handed catch. Daniel Jones.
Oh yeah. But I think that Patrick Mahomes just kind of gets over.
He's in too many commercials.
Well, you don't like his State Farm commercials? They're good.
He's actually.
The Andy Reid one is good.
He does
on the
have
plane.
A future in acting. I feel like he's actually pretty good.
He's going to be like Shaq.
Yeah. My grandparents don't like him, though, because he's in too many commercials. They're like, I hate seeing his face. I see him everywhere. I see him all over in the playoffs. I see him on commercials. I can't get away from him.
Must not have liked Jordan then.
They don't like Aaron Rodgers either, because back in the day,
the discount double check.
Yeah, when he was on the State Farm ad.
Well, you don't mess with
the
discount double check,
rate, man.
I was like, you guys really don't. You watch too much TV.
But yeah, I think with the Cowboys, the fourth and final game for the divisional round, the Cowboys and the 49ers. I mean, the Cowboys did look pretty good against the Buccaneers. 5 touchdowns for Dak Prescott, but the 49ers just. I think that they're going to steamroll through these 2 games and possibly make it to the Super Bowl.
I told you I have them making the Super Bowl. I felt like the Eagles were going to lapse at some point. I really think this 49ers team is good. I don't think the Cowboys really have anything. I mean, congratulations. You beat a Buccaneers team that has not played well at all this year.
Handed Tom Brady his first L as a franchise.
There we go. That always has to feel good. As a Cowboys franchise. I mean, even then in the game, your kicker was not looking so hot either for the Cowboys. And that
4 missed
truly,
extra points. Wow.
When it gets down to the stretch, you have to be making those.
I was watching
if
the
it gets
Manning
in a
cast.
Close game.
Yeah, the Manning cast yesterday. Peyton Manning, he missed
bless
his third he missed his third extra point, and Peyton Manning just goes, come on. You got to be kidding. He literally goes, he's sitting down and just goes, you got to be kidding me, and stands up.
I love watching Monday Night Football with them. They're hilarious.
The Manning cast is amazing. I mean, they had Deion Sanders
Dan
on
Campbell
yesterday.
Watched, because when Dan Campbell watched the fourth one, because Dan Campbell was on with them when they watched the fourth one, the fourth extra point get missed, and Dan Campbell was holding in his laugh. He could definitely see it. It was pretty funny. But, no, congratulations to the Cowboys, because I always say they're going to be first-round buys. The exits, they're going to leave first round, but they won. So, congratulations to you guys, but it's not for long because that 49ers defense is not the same as the Cowboys defense because that 49ers defense is scary. I got the 49ers definitely going all the way. Maybe not. Actually, I think they might beat the Eagles too. I think they really might.
It'll be close. I think
that would be a Super Bowl and a
I
half.
I think
that'll
though. Be a cool
Chiefs,
game.
Chiefs 49ers.
Oh yeah.
We just had that.
Super Bowl 54.
That halftime show was great, I'll tell you that.
That brings me back to pre-COVID. That was good times.
That was right
like
when,
a whole
well,
month
that
before
was 2020.
Pre-COVID.
It was
like a whole month before pre-COVID.
It was the start, yeah. It was like, hey, this is around by the way, but don't worry. Yeah. And then like 2 weeks later, hey, everything shut down.
Yeah. Worry. But that was really cool in sport, in the sports world when Kobe passed away. Not cool.
At least we got
but,
to see the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Not cool that Kobe passed away, but like when he passed away, that when the sports world just kind of came together.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool.
The Pro
cool
Bowl, the happened on Pro Bowl. That was. Or the,
so the week before the Super Bowl. No, it happened on the Pro Bowl day.
It did, yeah.
Was Pro Bowl day?
Yeah.
I thought it was
the
day before.
No, it was Pro Bowl day because they had the breaking news at the stadium. I remember.
When they were playing when they were playing the fake game. Speaking of,
I thought it was the day before.
Yeah, it was the day. It was January 6th. 26th.
I thought because it was a, I thought it was a Saturday. I know that.
Yeah.
I thought the game, the Pro Bowl was on a Sunday.
No, the fake game that they used to play. Now they're playing a real game in flag football.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that with the Pro Bowl.
With extra games on the side, like bowling and stuff.
I mean, the skills challenge was more entertaining to watch, truly, than the Pro Bowl the last few years.
Like the dodgeball, like all those is so fun.
I mean, like you said, dodgeball, that was always fun. Best catch was good.
And then now it's just like, and then they would go to the game.
I think they may enjoy it more, too.
Like, all Pro Bowl was the last couple of years was just all of them in their pads and uniforms just running at half speed, tapping each other. That's all it really was. It was not fun. It was just everything that led up to the big game, that was fun. Not even the game itself.
I think Max Crosby from the Raiders was like the only one who was actually trying to play decent defense last year.
He's like the mascots against the kids.
Well, oh, yeah, blue that's trucking, jumping over the offensive line. Yes. I wish they did it the week after the Super Bowl so they could have like Super Bowl players in it, like, because they can't have the Super Bowl players playing in it. In the Pro Bowl and stuff like that, but I wish they did that. That'd be pretty cool to do it after.
Well, I kind of like it before because I feel like the Super Bowl is the whole cap to all of it, the whole end to the whole thing.
Yeah, I can see that. But that's going to wrap up our NFL news. We're going to go to a quick break and then come back. College basketball is underway. The NBA underway as well. The Pacers lose the last night to the Milwaukee Bucks, but TJ McConnell, 25 points in the first half. So we're going to talk about that and more. After a quick break on the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back to the Sports Valley, Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Poley, alongside Maxwell Gilley and Lucas McKee here at WBDG Studios. And we're going to get right into the college basketball world. Purdue gets a big win last night over Michigan State on a last-second play by the Boilermakers to score. Michigan State goes down the court to try to get a shot up, cannot get it to go. Purdue ends up winning 64-63. Thank you, Max. I don't know why it showed up women's basketball when I typed in men's basketball. So, but they did win over Northwestern, the women's team. They won by 63-54. The number three ranked Purdue is now 17-1 on the season. Michigan State 12-6. And then they play Minnesota on the 19th. That's on Thursday. We'll have an episode that day, so we'll preview that game as well. IU still unranked, or lowly ranked, as they got the win over Wisconsin. Nope, that's another women's game. I don't know why, when I type in basketball,
well, that's because the IU women's team
women
is much
shows
better.
Up. Yeah, they're ranked sixth in the nation right now.
Yeah, and then when it comes to the IU men's team, I don't think they had any votes to make it in the top 25 poll, it looks like.
Okay, they did beat Wisconsin, though, just not as much as Purdue did. They, or the women's team for IU, they won by like 50. But Indiana beats Wisconsin 63-45 unranked on the season. And then they will play Illinois. They will travel to Champaign on Thursday to take on the Fighting Illini. So those are your big teams there. Butler looking not so hot in the Big East right now.
You know, I remember for about a week and a half, people were like, hey, watch out for Butler this year. Just disappointing as always.
Got the win over Villanova, but Villanova unranked
this year.
Doesn't
this happen like every single year? Was it at Hinkle? That's the question, because Villanova just can't win at Hinkle.
It was at Hinkle. That's why. 79-71, they will take on Creighton at Hinkle Fieldhouse today at 7 p.m. So if you're not doing anything today, well, what you should be doing is listening to Decatur Central playing the Ben Davis Giants right here on Indy's Giant 90.9. We'll have that call. But if you want to go to the game, 7 p.m., at Hinkle Fieldhouse, Creighton takes on Butler, but they will travel to Connecticut on January 22nd to play the Huskies of UConn. So there's Butler now, excuse me there. But so we got some other. Do you have any more college basketball news, Max?
Not as much. I mean, Ball State's looked good. If we were talking about Indiana hoops, Notre Dame's about 500 this year, so Indiana State I still think is looking good in the Missouri Valley Conference. I think they're still expected to win the conference and make the tournament, so we should see a few Indiana teams hopefully in March Madness this year. But
that'd be pretty cool to see quite a bit of those. But moving on to the NBA, the Pacers drop their fourth in a row. They lost to the Knicks, the Hawks, the Grizzlies, and the Bucks. They lost last night 132-119. But like I said before we went on our break, TJ McConnell had 25 points in the first half and didn't miss a shot in the first half. So pretty good showing out for him, though. TJ McConnell ended up finishing the game with 29 points, 9 assists, and 5 rebounds.
So the issue I have with the Indiana Pacers this year is they win. The way their schedule is set up this year, it's not really. There'll be an easy week, and then they have the competitive week. And they'll dominate that easy week, but then when they face the actual competitive teams, they'll lose. So, I mean, they've lost 4 straight. Knicks have been looking okay this year. Hawks are good. Grizzlies really good. Bucks really good. If you want to make it in the playoffs this year, and I know people are going to be like, oh, we still have a while till the playoffs, you need to start getting these big wins now.
I mean, you're halfway through the season already. But I think that the Pacers have another one of those kind of easier stretches right now. They play the Thunder, and then they travel to Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. Then they go up to Denver to play the Nuggets, who are pretty good this season. But then they play the Suns. The Suns aren't very good. Then they host the Bulls. The Bulls, I mean, this year right now, I'm looking at them right now. They're 10th in the Eastern Conference, so not one of those teams that are overly eye-opening, overly shocking, and then the Magic, who are just not good. So the Pacers play another one of those each stretch, and then they go back to playing. They play the Bucks, who are a really good team, that they just lost to the Grizzlies, the Lakers, who are not very good, but then they play like the Kings, who are pretty good this year.
Yeah, Pacers are showing that they're improving because they're getting more wins than expected, obviously. But they're just that one, whatever it is, away, I guess, from being able to beat playoff teams like the Bucks, Grizzlies, Denver. Like I think they're definitely progressing in the right way in Indiana, and the franchise is going in the right direction for sure.
I mean, one of the big things with the Pacers, they're 8-13 on the road. They're good at home, 15-9, but like when we talk about the playoffs, it's not going to be just home games. You have to start winning on the road.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that they aren't having the opposite effect, which they had a couple years ago where they just could not win at Gamebridge. At least they're winning at Gamebridge this year, but 8-13 on the road, that has to get fixed, and that has to get fixed soon.
Yeah, definitely. It has to get fixed. Overall, they're 8th in the Eastern Conference, so right now they would have to play in the play-in game, but they would be in 8th. So hopefully they get that fixed. I would like to see them make the playoffs just as like a as a lower seed there. My biggest thing in the beginning of the season, I was hoping they'd do really bad and get a good draft pick again to work with their younger guys, but now they're going to make the playoffs there. But that's going to do it for our show, the NBA segment there. Last little tidbits of the show here. The girls of Ben Davis, the girls' basketball team, travel to Lawrence North on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. to take on Lawrence North. So that should be a fun game there. And then Decatur Central travels right here tonight at 7:30 as Ben Davis takes on Decatur Central. Ben Davis looking tonight, if they win, they will start off their season 19-0, the best start in Ben Davis history, tied with the 1935-1936 Giants, coached by Marix, a.k.a. Cat Wooden. And I don't know if you know what significance Wooden has as the last name in college basketball and high school basketball, and basketball in general. John Wooden, obviously the legendary coach at UCLA, said to be one of the greatest coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach. But excited to see that game. And Max, where can we find you? And what other shows do you do?
So I'm obviously on this one. I have Off the Rails Wednesday, 9:15 to 10. On the Fly Thursdays at 8:30. And then School Talk on Fridays at 7:30.
Lucas, what about you?
Really, just my Instagram, ofg.mckee, because I'm only really on that. I'm on our Twitter. That's it. I'm not really on my Twitter.
The S_spotlight. There, follow us there. Max Gilly at Max G Sports. And Owen Pulley Media on Twitter, and then OTG3McKee.
That's my Twitter, but I'm not really on Twitter. It. Just my Instagram, OFG.McKee is what I'm on.
And then the _spotlight, and then at WBDG Indy, you get live in-game updates for every sporting event we broadcast. Thank you to Bricklayers and Craft. No, we're not doing all the underwriting spots. Yeah, you'll be able to hear that tonight as Ben Davis takes on Decatur Central right here at Ben Davis High School. But thank you for listening to another episode of the Sports Spot, Indy's Giant 90.9.